The room went silent as the words took hold.
What kind of proof? Malone asked.
I don't know, but it's called the Great Devise. The proof was found in the Holy Land beneath the Jerusalem Temple. It was transported back to France and hidden away. Dad believed that Abbé Saunier actually located the Templar cache.
So did the master, Geoffrey said.
See what I mean? Mark glanced back at his friend. Say the magic words and we get information.
The master made clear that Saunier was right, Geoffrey said.
About what? Mark asked.
He didn't say, only that he was right.
Mark looked toward them. Like you, Mr. Malone, I've had my fill of riddles.
Call me Cotton.
Interesting name. How'd you get it?
Long story. I'll tell you sometime.
Mark, Stephanie said, you can't really believe there exists any definitive proof relating to Christ on the cross. Your father never even went that far.
How would you know? The question carried bitterness.
I know how he...
You don't know anything, Mother. That's your problem. You never knew anything about what Dad thought. You believed everything he sought was a fantasy, that he was wasting his talents. You never loved him enough to let him be himself. You thought he sought fame and treasure. No, he sought the truth. Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. That's what interested him.
Your father and I tried to work through our differences.
How? By you telling him he was wasting his life? Hurting his family? By telling him he was a failure?
All right, damn it, I was wrong. Her voice was a shout. You want me to say it again? I was wrong.
She sat up from the chair, a desperate resolution vesting her with power.
I screwed up. That what you want to hear? In my mind, you've been dead 5 years. Now here you are, and all you want is for me to admit I was wrong. Fine. If I could tell your father that, I would. If I could beg his forgiveness, I would, but I can't.
The words were coming fast, emotion charging her.
I came here to see what I could do, to try to follow through on whatever it was Lars and you thought important. That's the only reason I came. I thought I was finally doing the right thing, but don't shoot that sanctimonious crap at me anymore. You screwed up too. The difference between us is that I'd learned something over the past 5 years.
She slumped back in the chair, feeling better, if even in a small way. But she realized the gulf between them had just widened, and a shudder passed through her. It's the middle of the night, Malone finally said. Why don't we sleep a little and deal with all this in a few hours?